got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Man, what happened to all you women out there? Y'all not standing up for your rights. They want to change from breastfeeding to chest feeding.
Well, they say it's more inclusive.
More inclusive to who?
Yeah, because
There's what?
There's trans women out there.
But they're not women. They're biological men. You can't breastfeed with your... I can't breastfeed with... I'm gonna lose it.
Can't breastfeed. Trans women cannot breastfeed because they don't have mammary glands. They have pecs.
Yeah. Why are you calling it chest feeding? That's a gland.
It's to make it more inclusive for the people that can't breastfeed.
But breastfeeding is only mutually exclusive to biological women.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be inclusive for everybody.
Man, that was a good point.
Tell
that,
you, man.
Man, I'm telling you, the modern-day Socrates, man.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
You modern-day Socrates.
I am the second coming of Socrates.
Hey, so we came across these videos on social media. People trying to be inclusive when...
What you just say?
Oh, I forgot it already.
No, that's what I said.
Breastfeeding is mutually exclusive to biological women.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding was never meant to be inclusive for everybody.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding was not ever meant to be inclusive for everybody.
I mean,
it's not scientifically possible.
I don't think it was meant. It just ain't. You just said that it can't be inclusive. Everything can't be inclusive.
Yeah.
Well, in fairytale world, yeah.
Yeah, fairytale land.
Yeah, if you say a lie over and over, you start to believe it.
Yeah, you start believing in... Jack and the Beanstalk and Humpty Dumpty and
Santa Claus
and what's that?
And men and women can have dicks.
Hey, check this video out.
To be more inclusive, I'm working on saying chest feeding instead of breastfeeding.
Chest feeding.
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 Chest feeding is just inclusive. There are non-binary people. There are trans men who lactate. There are those who go by he, him, different pronouns.
There are also a lot of trans men who have fed a baby with their titties because they were still attached.
Not everyone that chest feeds or body feeds identifies as a woman.
I try to be respectful and inclusive of everybody's identities and preferences. I will go back and forth between saying breastfeeding mother or lactating parent or chest feeding.
I call it chest feeding because I know that not everybody who feeds from their body has breasts. And I don't care if that bothers you. I'm going to keep calling it chest feeding.
In order to chest feed, you have to have the breast gland, you have to have the ducts, and you have to have the nipple so your child can suck.
No shit. See, I don't even look at gender no more. It's been perverted. You either a biological male or a biological woman. Yeah, trans. What that trans man can breastfeed.
Well, trans man is a
biological woman.
Biological female.
Yeah, no shit.
She still has breasts.
Who you tell?
I'm just. Saying,
I know this.
I'm just reiterate.
I know this.
Now did they say a trans woman can breastfeed?
Well, actually, they can.
What?
If
they can. How can he, Keith?
Well,
explain to the viewers, how can a trans woman who's a biological male breastfeed her child?
I'm about to.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Excuse me. Chest feed.
Okay, because we did bodybuilding in the past, and when you take a lot of testosterone, if you take more than you really need, a lot of times in a lot of men, it'll aromatize. It'll turn into estrogen.
Yeah, because your testosterone levels are so high,
yeah.
So your body will automatically, hey, man, you got too much test.
I'm going to give you some.
Hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and convert some of this, man.
To estrogen.
Yeah.
Or men can take estrogen and bring up their estrogen levels, and they'll start creating, it'll start off as gyno. It's like a side effect of too much testosterone, and it aromatizes the estrogen. You'll get gyno. We call them big tits. On bodybuilders, right? And if they keep doing it, they'll get so damn swollen, they'll start creating breast tissue on their chest.
Yeah.
Right?
But you got to...
And then they'll sit there and squeeze it and milk come out. But if you can do that as a biological male, I would not give that milk to no damn baby. That damn milk probably going to be toxic as shit. Because it's being produced from all those steroids and stuff being pumped into your body.
Yeah, we don't even like eating animals...
that's, you know, been fed steroids.
Yeah, organic chicken.
Can I finish a statement?
That's why they have organic.
Can I finish a statement? I mean, nowadays, everybody wants to eat organic, right?
Yeah, they don't want a bunch of steroids.
Let me finish. Everybody nowadays wants to eat organic when it comes to their meat, to all their foods. They don't want steroids. They don't want antibiotics. They don't want these crazy drugs being pumped into these animals.
Yeah.
Right? Let me finish. Let me finish. Right? We don't want that. I don't want that in my body. I'm sure you don't want it in yours. So why are we allowing transgender women who are biological men take a bunch of steroids, have a side effect? They start producing all this. I don't know if you can call it milk, but
it is milk. It's white.
That's poison.
Yeah, your kid's going to be fucked up if he's sucking them titties. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, you got video of that, don't you?
I ain't showing that nasty shit here.
Man, go ahead and show
it. I ain't showing that. That's nasty.
What, don't you got a video? This transgender woman?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about a dude that can produce some milk. No, I'm not showing that. But when you mislead let me finish. Like, when you're feeding people's delusions when you start calling it breastfeeding, because no man can breastfeed.
No, you misspoke.
No man can chest feed. Yeah, when y'all call it chest feeding, there's no men can't chest feed. And if they are and they're taking all these drugs to produce milk, that milk is going to be like some damn gangrene carnation milk coming out them titties.
Yeah, but it's not chest feeding. Those are glands. Don't we got some?
Yeah, bring up the website.
Yeah, bring up Google.
Bring up Google. I did my research. According to Google, functionally, the mammary glands produce milk. Structurally, they are modified sweat glands. Mammary glands, which are located in the breast, overlying the pectoralis. Major muscles are present in both sexes, but usually are functional only in female. Usually. This is propaganda right here.
go down.
It's mutually exclusive to the female sex.
Yeah. Look, all the glands in women's breast. Embedded in the breast fatty and fibrous tissue are 15 to 20 glands called lobes, each of which has many smaller lobules or sacs that produce milk. Lobules are arranged in clusters like bunches of grapes.
That sounds tasty.
That's why I like sucking titties. Ducts are thin tubes that carry milk to the nipple. You can't. Y'all made that chest feeding shit up.
Yeah.
You can't chest feed.
When you try to make things inclusive that are not meant to be exclusive. Socrates.
I said that. Kevin Hart said that. 2022.
This is what happens. Here's a trans female and a trans woman just had a baby.
Yeah. The guy wants to be a woman and the woman wants to be a man.
Yeah, that's how they live their
lives. Wrap your head around that.
Yeah, but the woman actually has a beard in this video and the trans, fuck it, just look at it.
That's a man trying to breastfeed.
Yeah. That's a female with the baby.
That's a man trying to breastfeed. Yeah.
The baby has been able to latch, but I've not been able to produce any milk. It's okay because we're going to supplement the feeding with formula so that my baby's still getting the nutrients that they need. I appreciate you so much for all your work. And I appreciate you also, baby. I'm going to die without you.
Man, what in the fuck?
Hey, man, I believe in freedom. You're an adult. You can live your life however you see fit. But see, this is what it leads to when you're trying to be inclusive when it comes to stuff like this. It's not meant to be inclusive. You got this dude trying to breastfeed his damn... That baby is brand new. That baby was just born. And he got him sucking on
That baby ain't getting nothing but some salt.
She getting some damn sweat.
He getting a high dose of sodium. That's all that baby getting.
That damn baby's probably like, man, I'm tired of sucking these dry ass tits.
Hey,
ain't nothing coming out.
I'm all about being more inclusive, but your life still got to be based in reality.
That was a damn good show. For more